So I started playing when I was about 4 years old. My mom, growing up, she's in the Dayton Philharmonic, so I always heard her playing. And I remember liking it a lot, hearing her. But growing up, I didn't always enjoy the instrument. You know, as a kid, you have other interests. So I did like sports, like I did gymnastics, and I also sang, and I sang in choir for some time. But when I got to middle school, I had a really encouraging orchestra teacher, and it made me start liking playing. And I don't think I was ever really forced to do it. I didn't hate doing it, but I didn't get anything out of it. I think I started enjoying it when I started getting better and like started, I became inspired. I started watching Two-Set Violin, as a matter of fact, they really inspired me. And then I started, like when I became a fan of classical music, that's when things started to really kick in and I wanted to get better.
Meet 18-year-old violinist Eileen Curry, one of this year's four winners of Discover Classical's annual Young Talent Search. I'm Sean Yu with Arts Focus. The co-concertmaster of the Dayton Philharmonic Youth Orchestra certainly didn't have to go far to find classical music in her home, as her mother, Sheridan Curry, is a familiar figure with the Dayton Philharmonic Orchestra. You mentioned your mother.
Mm-hmm.
Your mother being the principal violist of the Dayton Philharmonic. Was the viola ever a consideration?
I mean, I've thought about it for some time, but I don't know. At this point, I really am loving the violin, so I'm probably just going to stick to that.
Have you ever felt any undue pressure having a parent who plays such a role in the DPO?
I don't know. I've never really found any pressure through that. Again, she never really forced me to play, so I've just kind of found that enjoyment through myself, but she's been a big role in getting me to where I am today, for sure. You know, she's helped me practice. At one point, we tried having her be my teacher, but that didn't really work out, so.
Who is your teacher now?
Gabe Pegas from the Cincinnati Symphony.
Okay.
He's principal second violin.
And how long have you been studying under him?
For about a year and a half.
The important lessons that your teachers have taught you over the years.
I don't know, I've gotten to be so much of a stronger player through studying with Gabe Pegas, and one thing he taught me was to play stupid, and that means to like just don't think of any risks when you're playing and to just play as if there's nothing going on up in your brain. And that's helped me a lot to help with nerves, and I don't know, as silly as it may sound, it has worked wonders for me, so it's something that's helped me a lot.
In addition to the violin, Eileen is also a vocalist, singing with the Kettering Children's Choir for 6 years and as a member of an a cappella group at her high school. But with her violin, playing stupid may pay off bigger dividends for the Kettering Fairmont senior, who won't be going too far this fall.
For college, I'm attending the College Conservatory of Music in Cincinnati, and I'll be studying with Tim Lees.
How long have you known that you were going to study violin performance after high school?
Not very long. I think it was probably 2 years ago that I really wanted to play. I'll tell you one moment that I had. This was about 3 years ago. I attended the Blue Lake Fine Arts Camp up in Michigan, and we played Tchaikovsky's Fifth Symphony, and that was definitely a life-changing experience for me, and that made me want to have music in my life forever. I didn't know I wanted to have a career out of it yet, but that was a moment where I was just like, I want this in my life.
For young musicians who might be listening, what's the best advice you would give to keep them motivated to practice the way that you do?
To stay motivated, I'd say be inspired. Find someone or something that will inspire you to keep going. Find reasons that you enjoy playing. One thing that has helped me is setting goals and then finding ways to achieve those goals. And you never know how far that can take you. I mean, I definitely didn't expect to be where I am today like when I was younger, so.
Eileen Curry and the other winners of Discover Classical's Young Talent Search will all perform this Saturday evening at Rising Stars, a benefit for your 24-hour classical music station at Daniel J. Curran Place at the University of Dayton. Your ticket includes everything from the delicious food, drinks, and the stellar entertainment, capped off with a special performance by 2014 Young Talent Search winner, flutist Eva Scantz. All proceeds benefit Discover Classical. Tickets are available now at discoverclassical.org and by calling 937-222-9377. Rising Stars is made possible thanks to a generous grant from Wind Supply. I'm Sean Yu. Arts Focus is a production of Dayton's Discover Classical.